Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we spoke about a hormone called cortisol, which is actually produced in the adrenal glands that actually has a lot of functions in the body, but it can really increase the amount of inflammation in the body. So this week I want to talk about some, at least three key steps to help balance our cortisol levels from a naturopathic perspective. So the first one is diet, so eating, what we call eating for success. The second one is focusing on specific supplements, and the last one is reducing daily stress. So the first one, eating for success, we really want to eat a healthy diet. It's really one of the most effective ways to regulate cortisol levels. And we can start by implementing a couple of key habits. And the first one is to reduce sugar and simple carbohydrates, because studies actually show that a diet high in refined carbohydrates and sugar actually raises cortisol levels. The second item I wanted to focus on is drinking lots of water, because when you're dehydrated, actually, the cortisol levels actually rise. And the third one is focusing on fiber, because our gut microbiome, that's the bacteria in our gut, really influences hormone production. And a healthy microbiome actually really needs quite a good fiber intake. From a supplement perspective, there's many supplements that I use with my patients that help address the adrenals. But, you know, certainly one very lovely herb, a tea, chamomile tea, basically, has been shown, certainly it relaxes the body, and it's been shown in studies that it actually may reduce cortisol levels. But I always recommend with any supplements really to discuss it with a naturopathic doctor to make sure it's the right fit for you. The third one is daily stress. Of course, we're all under a lot of stress, and chronic stress really contributes to problems with cortisol because our body is in this constant state of alert, fight or flight. So a couple of key points we want to focus on is really getting enough sleep, because when we're tired, we actually produce more cortisol, and then, of course, cortisol actually keeps us awake. So we really want to focus on a relaxing nighttime routine, avoiding alcohol, screens, large meals, certainly intense exercise before we go to bed. And one of the key features I really find for myself is really trying to get out in nature. Being outside actually lowers your stress response, and it doesn't have to be sort of an epic hike. It can really just be a walk in the park, in the neighborhood, especially on a busy day. And I really encourage my patients to get outside during the day when it's still light, to get outside and get some fresh air and some exercise during the day. So a couple of key ways to balance cortisol levels, many more, but that's a good way to start from a naturopathic perspective.
Well, thanks for that information. If someone wants to deal with their health naturally, are you still offering the complimentary consultation as we go forward?
Absolutely, yeah. They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
There's always a link from everyone on the team from my website, marilyns.ca, as is there for thornhillnaturopathic.ca. So all you have to do to call Dr. Betty is take the number 905-707-2001 or log on to my website, marilyns.ca, and look under Sponsor Experts, and you'll see the website and the contact information again. Thank you, Dr. Betty. It's good to know about cortisol and how to deal with it naturally.